I don't know where all my time went. I don't know how to define it. So tell me, how do I fight it when it feels so wrong? It's on the tip of my tongue. It's every line in this song. The little things have been with me all along.
All right, Sophie. I, in this moment, realized something in real life for the first time.
Wow. The real world?
Yes. Okay. I was sitting here and I was thinking...
The outer planes?
Yeah.
Outside of the mind palace of your brain?
Yes.
Outside of the little playpen that is your mind?
Yes. Outside of that, I realized something.
You've found a little toy screwdriver. Mm-hmm. You've managed to escape the mind prison.
Yes.
That your mommy put you in. Mm-hmm. And now you have, for the first time in a long time, gotten a nice glimpse of the outside world.
Yes, it's terrifying.
The real world where most people live.
It's a horrible place.
Okay.
But moving forward, I was thinking, wow, you know, it's a bright and sunny day. It's like we're like a real recording in like a real like studio, like people do in California. We should go to the fictional place of, and then my brain kind of crashed, right? Because it realized something all at once, and it realized that the fictional place I wanted to go to, Burbank, California, is not actually a fictional place. Are you aware of the place called Burbank, California?
Yeah.
Okay, I've so been you're aware. There. You're aware. You've been there.
I've been there.
Okay.
So, my physical body has so been in that location.
That's really exciting for me. Let me explain a couple
okay.
things.
Okay.
So when I was a kid, I would watch a lot of TV. My mom worked nights. My dad was pretty sick. So TV and was a constant companion for me. Cartoons.
Mm, your first and, mind prison.
Yes. And one of those cartoons, for some reason, it stuck out to me more than any cartoon, had a Made in Burbank kind of like logo at the end of it. And it was like this crazy cartoon town, this fictional fun cartoon town where cartoons exist. And I was like, oh, Burbank, what a fun place that looks like. I love that there's this fictional cartoon town called Burbank.
Uh-huh.
And that stuck with me my whole life. So anytime anyone's like, oh, this is made in Burbank, I was like, oh, ha-ha, it's part of the fictional cartoon town of Burbank.
No, Chloe, it's not fictional.
Yeah.
It's a real town.
I'm realizing that.
It's a real cartoon town. Where you can go and there are cartoon like creatures walking around.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's that Mr. B Bunny, he's there.
Yeah.
And Mr. R Rabbit, he's there too.
I thought that he was a convicted murderer.
No, he got acquitted. yeah, pretty much any cartoon that you know. They all live there.
Okay,
yeah.
That's exciting. Because
when I was there,
it would be really embarrassing for me to go this long of my life without ever connecting the dots.
Right. Yeah, last time I was there, I hung out with TJ from Recess.
Really? I love Recess.
Yeah.
Oh, how's he doing?
Well. you know, cartoons actually don't age.
Oh.
It's a lot like Littles.
So he's unemployed. Oh.
Ever since they did away with Recess as a concept.
No,
he's struggling. He's in school 24/7 now.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Who's
and most cartoon schools are being turned into regression academies as well.
I'm starting to think I could have seen my ADHD as a kid if I tried harder, because I was obsessed. Do you remember in Recess, in the cartoon Recess,
yes.
How the girls had that fort inside the tires?
Yeah.
I was obsessed with that concept as a kid. I was like, man, I want to build something like that. And now I'm thinking, you know, that seems kind of impractical. Like, the amount of things as a kid, I was like, yeah, no, that 100%, I fully believe that could exist, that maybe can't exist. I'm starting to question.
Well, it does actually exist in Burbank, California.
The tire fort.
Yes.
We should move the Usual Bets recording studio to Burbank, California.
I feel like we would be on theme if we
exactly.
Could.
We're very cartoonish.
Yeah. And then we could have, so here's the problem.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a problem exactly, but if you live in Burbank, California, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. for about 7-8 years, your body undergoes a metamorphosis.
Oh, okay.
And I you're used to this because your body has been under the metamorphosis of turning you into a little baby girl.
Yeah, of course.
You used to be an adult woman, and now you're a little diaper baby girl.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But there's a different kind of metamorphosis. Mm-hmm, within the city limits of Burbank, California, if you spend enough time there, you do become a cartoon.
Okay, we could actually start, like...
I actually know friends that have moved to Burbank, California.
And become cartoons. That's now. Really exciting.
You can see them on hit channels that still exist, like Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network, which still exists, probably.
Okay.
I haven't seen them in a long time.
There's a big benefit here that I don't think you're seeing yet.
Okay.
We can start a guest star series unpacking the trauma age regression episodes have had on the characters of cartoon shows.
Oh my
over
gosh,
the
what
years.
You're talking about is you want to do a Phineas and Ferb's like take two.
Yes.
But in reverse. So yes. Instead of having cartoons interviewing like Jack Black and Taylor
yes,
Swift,
exactly.
You want us to as interview. Real living entities of the yes. reality space. Interviewing cartoons about how they felt about their regression episodes.
Exactly.
Their associated regression episodes.
I want to unpack, was it traumatic? Was it exciting? What did they think about it? Did they try it again after the episode?
Yes. Where has that gotten you today? And today's era of media, has the regression episode influenced you in an unexpected way?
Have you thought about monetizing it? Continuing? Making your own brand of baby
product? Subscribestar.com.
/ Bugs Bunny.
Then we can get all of the inside scoops
yes.
on what's going on in their regression life.
Exactly.
How that influenced them. And my favorite part about this is that we will have content for the rest of our lives.
Exactly.
We don't have to think about our show anymore.
We
don't have to come up with new things.
No.
We're not going to run out of cartoon characters that have been infantilized in their programming.
The mid-2000s, the 90s to mid-2000s, is just full of them, as if a bunch of animators in Burbank, California were all trying to understand some emotions and feelings that they were going through at that time.
Hey, and the best part is, we as a show, we release an episode once a week.
Yeah.
But how many cartoons do you think come out every week?
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
Like, right now, as we are speaking, new characters are being infantilized. New characters are being regressed.
I think our big episode of that series, the like climax of that series, would be Totally Spies. We get to talk to the Totally
It'd
Spies
be our
and
season
be like,
one finale.
Yeah, and be like,
we'd have all three spies on there.
So you've been through a lot of kinky situations.
You've been through a lot. Let's sit down
and really unpack those.
Which ones stuck with you? I'm actually curious who of the like which ones got which kinks from
exactly,
the end of
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. This sounds like a great idea. So we're going to move to Burbank, California and become cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you live in around Burbank, California or are a cartoon, you know, say hi when you see us around.
Please. Say hi.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to the usual bet, an 18 and up age play discussion podcast. Every week, we make a bet and the loser is in diapers for the next episode. I am the Baby's Door Encounter Extraordinaire, Sophie Elizabeth.
And I am also the baby sister and bet loser, like usually, Chloe Elizabeth. And Kimmy's not here because she's still in diapers.
Yep. Still, what is this? Day four?
Yeah, I think it's day
five,
four.
Maybe?
Yeah.
For 7 days?
Yes.
I'm the counter extraordinary. You can trust me.
We have been
you
making
sure. You can
take
sure, that to the bank.
We've been making sure to count Kimmy's
days. The Burbank.
The Burbank. We've been making sure to count Kimmy's days in diapers. And since the last episode that aired, in which we were the hosts, obviously, because we're the hosts of our own show.
Right.
And it's been about 4 days. So she's been in diapers since then as the bet winner. But that's a separate thing to winning the bet.
Yes. Yeah, it's like a add-on benefit, something that she gets as well as being the bet winner.
I can tell you, for 4 days, she's gone through a lot of diapers. It's actually staggering.
Mathematically, you'd think it wasn't possible, but it's only been 4 days, so Yeah, last week we weren't here. Yeah. I feel like we just shouldn't talk about it.
I don't think we need to talk about it. I think we can skate right past it.
We don't have to talk about any of the experiences that we had that day in daycare.
I'm good. I did build a cool pirate ship with you. That was fun. I think we could talk about that for like a second and move completely on from that and not mention the nursery anymore.
Yeah, it was a really cool pirate ship. It's a shame what happened.
Yeah,
with the bully.
Yeah.
And calling us little diaper girls and, you know,
kicking sand in our face.
Yeah, when we tried to tattle and be like, oh, man, you know, she's being such a bully. Mm-hmm. And the daycare attendants just didn't believe us. No. And
they just thought we needed a change. We were just being fussy.
A lot of changes that day.
A lot of changes that day.
Both physically and emotionally.
Do you have something you want to talk about today on this fine usual bet?
Not really.
What do you mean, not really? I just assumed you were prepared. I assumed you had the funny locked and loaded this time.
No, I don't have anything to talk about today.
Okay, so but we have to make a show.
Okay, let me think about if there's anything going on in the world right now.
I could think of some things.
Okay, so hold on. I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
And I went on my... Okay, so here... Okay, listen. Let me tell you about my morning. Let me walk you through... I'm just going to lead you... I'm taking my hand, lead you through a normal morning for me.
A normal Tuesday morning because we have good time management skills.
Right, yep. Yeah, so my phone alarm goes off.
Okay,
my phone goes... Bleep,
bleep, bleep, bleep, bleep, bleep, bleep. That's your phone alarm.
Okay, that sounds like a phone call. Sounds like I'm receiving a call.
Bleep, 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 bleep. You gotta answer the phone alarm or it won't stop.
No, you don't answer a phone alarm. okay, snooze. Okay. Yeah. So then I snooze the alarm because I don't want to...
Listen to that.
Listen to Nobody it. Wants... I don't want to do what I'm told.
Nobody wants
don't
to hear
be
that.
Stupid.
Yeah.
And then I roll over in bed and my diaper crinkles and I, you know, wrap myself up tighter in my blankets and some
Get
sort
cozy.
Of act of defiance against my alarm system, knowing full well that it will come and annoy me again in 9 minutes.
Of course.
I feel like the casual hand of Lyra checking my diaper, finding me
wet.
That's
so cute.
I'm just like, oh, yeah, whatever.
I gotta say,
I'm in the middle of sleeping. Leave me alone.
That's a really fun, cute thing to happen while you're sleeping.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Liv does that sometimes, and I'm like,
oh. Yeah, 100%. That's not the point. Then Lyra goes to work in the 9 intervening minutes, and then the alarm goes off again.
Okay,
it still sounds like a phone call, though. Okay, all right. Now I reach over, and I hit snooze. Snooze again. But this time now I'm awake because it's woken me up twice.
Yes.
Everyone knows that being woken up 2 times is the amount of times is required to be awake.
I set an alarm.
So wake me up once.
Yes.
Shame on you. Wake me up twice. Shame on me.
Yeah, that's what I do as well. I
wake
set
me up
alarms.
3 times. Shame on Kimmy.
I set 2 alarms. I set 1 half an hour before I to wake up that I can wake up and go, no, and go, oh, I get to sleep. And then I go back to sleep.
Yeah. Exactly. So I have the snoozes, and then I also have the other alarm that also goes off. So then I turn, even though I snoozed the alarm just now, then I turn the alarm off.
Yes.
Then I go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Even though I turn the alarm off.
That's my favorite risky gamble.
But that's okay because 6 minutes later, another alarm goes off because I snooze. And this is to make sure that I get up after I turn my first alarm
off. Yeah, of course.
In case the first alarm's second time going off
this
didn't
really
get me up.
Neurotypical series of events that's going on in which you work your way through your alarm minefield.
So... So, next alarm goes off. But this alarm, it's the same alarm. Stop it. this alarm goes off, but I'm already awake.
Yeah.
Like, I already know it's about to happen because I'm already awake. So I go over and I'm like, oh, okay, so I snooze that alarm. So now alarm two is on snooze one.
Yeah.
And
of course.
And then I use this time to start playing on my phone, as one does in the morning, to try to wake up.
Everyone does this.
Yeah. So I'm going through my backlog messages, and I'm going to tell you my experience this morning specifically.
Because
this hasn't happened in other mornings, but it happened this morning.
Okay.
First thing I do, I open my phone, undo my unlock, I check my Discord messages.
You get overwhelmed by the, like, 50 messages that have appeared minimum on Discord.
Yeah.
You go, why is everyone talking to me?
Yeah, and then I casually just, like, click and then back out of all of them to make sure that they don't have the notification
Exactly, because they're scary.
Yeah, and then
you don't want to answer them.
I got one of my messages this morning was from Bun telling me how incredibly sexy Academy M was.
Yes, I
how
heard.
She spent like hours touching herself in her diapers.
She's gonna come to our recording studio in Burbank, California, and check you.
I'm being sincere about my morning. It's important. It's part of the narrative. It's part of the narrative for what I'm trying to
all
explain
at once,
to people.
Bun yelled out with the power of 1,000 voices.
I'm trying.
The force is trembling.
I'm building a scene. I'm painting a picture.
All right.
You need to stay with me.
Okay, I'm with you.
All right. So, Bun's sitting there telling me how this is the best piece of fiction she's ever read.
It is actually my favorite story.
How it feels like a personal attack against her because
Academy
it's
M,
so hot.
Yeah, Academy M, the M episode of Academy Works is my favorite thing you've written. And by you, I mean your friend, Mia.
M stands for,
That's what it stands for.
Yep. And so then I'm like, oh, thank you so much. Like, that means so much to me that you like my story, blah, blah, blah.
Because you won't respond to, like, 49 of those other messages.
No, but if you send me a message, if I wake up to a compliment.
Yeah, that's getting
then
a reply.
That's going to get a reply. I'm going to reply to you. Like, I have to. So then I swipe away from Discord and I go to the next thing on my list, which is Twitter. Because I have notifications from that,
even though
I haven't posted on there in like a million years.
You've got people following you and people liking stuff and you're like, what content are you guys engaging with?
Right. So
that's my experience also. I'm like, I'm getting followers and I'm like, I haven't done anything.
I also find that when I wake up, in my wet diaper and I'm like cuddled up all warm and nice in bed.
Yeah.
The content that wakes me up the most and like kind of gets me ready for the day is little diaper baby content.
Of course.
The things that I like to look at a version of the world that mirrors my world.
So I want
to live in my own echo chamber of baby.
You're saying that gets you out of bed?
Yeah.
It doesn't keep you in bed looking at baby girl diaper art?
No.
Are you sure about that?
No. I like to look at all these beautiful, beautiful girls and boys and non-binary folks in their little diapers and talking about how, oh, Daddy gave me big spanking, and look, I have my first emina. And like, you know, just normal things.
Yeah, normal things.
And I'm just
the modern day equivalent of reading the paper.
Yeah, exactly. Going through the 16 posts of Missy's diapered butt since I went to bed, which is just
staggering.
It's miraculous.
And
that's how I usually wake up.
Yeah.
Today, however, was not like that.
Ooh, okay.
Today I went on Twitter, I opened up the app, and it said, right at the front, it said, porn is gone.
Did it really?
And the very first thing,
it's I don't know if this is a joke or not, I haven't been on Twitter.
Black screen, and it's just, porn is gone. Have you not been on the internet today?
I have not been
on
the internet today.
So
I made a mistake.
I did some research. I went to, after this, I swipe away, I go to Safari because I'm a plebeian.
Yeah, of course.
And I go and I Google, what's up?
You know, I'm starting to doubt some of the validity of the story.
And Google came up with a message and said, sorry, porn is gone. We decided once and for all.
Okay, I see.
We decided
I see what's happening.
Once and for all that porn is gone.
Yeah.
The internet had so much of it, it was causing some lagging issues.
We deleted
We decided if the best way to go about fixing the entire internet and the connectivity issues people are having is simply just getting rid of all porn.
You know, I did see a notification this morning on my phone that my stocks in Google have dropped 10,000%. So, you know yeah. that's, I'm starting to correlate that.
Yeah. Since Google owns the internet, you can really blame them for this.
Listen, they definitely do.
So, yeah, I'm like, what's going on? When did this happen? Yeah. Apparently, April 30th, yeah. 2024, at 5 in the morning Eastern Daylight.
That's the day. That's the date.
Yes, that's today. They just got rid of it. There's no porn left. And this was very discouraging to me as someone who needs ABDL Twitter posts to get myself out of bed in the morning, you know?
Yeah, obviously.
I'm like, oh no. Also, then I thought, oh no, what about all my little ABDL cutesy diaper porn?
Yeah, oh no.
Is that all gone too? It's gone.
It's all gone. It's gone forever.
It's on my phone. Yeah. Like it's in my photos. They don't have access to deleting my personal internet.
Yeah, of course.
They don't have access to small internet. But they have access to big internet. So they deleted all of the big internet.
That's really tragic.
But on my small internet, I still have it.
Of course.
So if you guys see me in Burbank, California in the streets and you're like, man, I really miss having all that porn of you, I can tap my iPhone to your iPhone and just send it to you. I can't put it on the big internet anymore, but I can put it on your small phone internet.
Sophie, I have a question.
Yes.
Do you think it's okay that one of our recurring bits on our show is that we gaslight our audience with ABDL stories?
Despite the fact it's not applicable to this moment, yeah, I do think it's okay.
Oh, you want to make a bet on that? I'm actually curious. I kind of want to make a bet and see if
they're slums. They're little bees.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you right now.
They want to be gaslit a little bit, like a little. I was not a lot of it. I don't want to. I want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. You guys can always. Okay, hold on. Pause. Time out. Really quick. For the people right now listening to this episode.
Yeah.
If you're calling red, skip to the last 30 seconds of this episode.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I just want to give people like a little bit of gaslight.
Like a little, like, as a treat. Yeah, as a treat.
I want it to be like a fun little gaslight.
Like a quick foray into gaslight.
Yeah. I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable or hurt anybody. Yeah. I don't want people to question their own reality.
You want to take people on a whimsical venture of the world that the usual bet is in, which is an AU timeline.
Oh, man.
Like a Kingdom Hearts world line.
Yes, thank you. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
If you hear anything about our show, we're not lying to you.
Yeah.
We're from a different universe.
Yeah, slightly.
We're from a slightly different altered state.
Basically, the same universe.
We're in an unchained state.
Don't you start with your Nemora.
We are on it. We had to ride the universe when it fell to regression.
No, this is my fault.
We had to ride a regression space
into
the new timeline.
I mentioned Kingdom Hearts.
And we're broadcasting from that timeline. You need to understand, we are not a different alt universe we are a parallel universe
course,
to your universe,
obviously.
Which is why you might see many similarities.
The gaslights are part of the fiction of the show.
It's not fiction, it's our reality. It's your fiction and our reality.
Okay.
As world lines
But I do
are.
Want to make a usual bet about it. And no, full well. It won't change whether or
oh,
not
no,
we do
yes,
this.
We certainly won't
We're gonna
stop.
Keep doing it.
We will continue exactly on the path that we are on.
Super Smash Babies was a really funny bit, gaslight or not.
it wasn't a gaslight.
It was real
for us in our realm of possibility.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, hold on. Nope. Now we're stepping into what I will now hereby refer to as the regression realm. Okay, so you all might read ABDL smut.
Yeah, yeah.
And you might think, man, I really wish there was a world like that. I'm going to tell you now that there is. Not all ABDL smut, but most of it,
yeah.
Probably. And that's called the regression realm.
Yeah, of course.
And that's where our show takes place.
Well, we take place on the margin of the regression realm. Yes. Because we're not fully in it.
Right. We're on the damp margin.
It's like, that's a joke only 5 people in the world will laugh at.
We're on the damp margin where we're not exactly entrenched in the complete soaked diaper of
regression.
Three of
those people don't even listen
but
to this podcast.
But we're definitely not in the dry realm of your world. You're all listening to our show. You're all from the dry realm. We're from the regression realm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we're broadcasting from the damp margin.
When do you use Usual Bet as like a fun thing to listen to, or when you use Little Space as a coping mechanism or a thing to bring you joy, you're actually tapping into the regression realm and using that power as your power. Mm-hmm, like like an anime character or a video game character would use the power of light or darkness.
Yeah. It's actually
really impressive.
It's so Little Space in itself is a slight like dipping your toes into the regression realm.
It's like being a Keyblade wielder.
A what?
A Keyblade wielder.
I've never heard of
it. It's a thing from Dry Space.
Oh, okay. So just some reference I don't understand.
Yeah, of course.
Right. Is that anything like our key rattle wielders?
Shut up.
Here in regression space?
Shut up. Shut up. Okay, listen. I want to make this bet. As we continue this bit, I want to make this bet.
Okay.
I think people don't want Gaslight, maybe. And so that's the position I'm
unbelievable.
Taking.
Unbelievable. You don't understand the audience well enough, Chloe.
I have anxiety to
believe in that they're little babies who don't know anything.
Okay.
The idea of to step away from the bit. Gaslighting is not something that exists in the regression realm.
Oh, okay.
It is exclusively to your world in the dry realm. It's the gaslight from your light realm.
Shut up!
If you're following, if you see on the horizon the gaslight, and you're following the gaslight, that is leading to your world, your realm, your world line. Okay?
Sophie, I think you know what's traumatized you.
Alternatively, in our space, there's no such thing as gaslighting. Uh-huh, uh-huh. When someone tells you something that you think, well, that's probably not true, that's because you're too little and baby to understand it. So when you think we're gaslighting you, we're not.
Okay.
If you think we're gaslighting you, you're wrong.
Usual bet. I think people maybe I want to be of the position for fact finding that people don't want us to do the gaslight bits.
Let me
explain it for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Worst case, I lose and people say no, it's funny. The bits you've done are funny. Ha ha. And I feel better. Also, I'm in a diaper, so I feel better. That's the worst case here. If I lose, I have to endure a little bit of humiliation for a little bit of placation.
The amount of emails I get that are just like, where can I download Super Smash Babies?
It does actually concern me when people are like, I can't understand. When people are like, so when Chloe was on her actual pirate ship adventure that she went on and boarded other ships, what are the morals and ethics there? And I'm like, are you playing into the... am I being gaslit by you believing me right now? Or did I mess up and tell too good of a story?
Stop. Time out. This is what this episode is now about. we are officially setting down the canon.
Okay.
For the usual
bet. Yeah.
It took us 220 episodes to get here. But I think that it's about time, after 4 years of doing this show, that we sat down an established canon.
That we are in an alternate world state to our listeners. We broadcast, because we're on the damp margin, we
are
broadcast
in an untaped state.
Again,
our world space.
Four people will get that joke. Two of them don't listen.
Our show, very simply, is we're from an alt timeline.
Yeah,
guys,
we're from a different
world. Parallel world line.
We're broadcasting into your space. The only time you can be in the same space as us is when you go to Capcom, because that actually, Capcom is straddles the margins of the two worlds. It's got one foot in one foot in the other.
It's actually the space that guards the regression realm.
Exactly.
Capcom sits perfectly between the realm of dry and the regression realm.
Exactly. That's why it's
there to protect both sides, to keep them safe from each other.
Exactly.
When in the regression realm, you don't want those silly dry thoughts interfering with you.
You want to keep those blocked out.
I like that those are the terms we're using. Instead of, like, grown-up, we've just described the word dry. Like, being dry is... It has some negative connotations.
Yeah, exactly.
So I kind of like it. But also, like, sometimes you're like, ooh, I just got out of the rain. I need to get dry. You know, like sometimes you need that dry space.
It's balanced.
So you got regression space, you got dry space.
Of course.
And
I really like going to Capcom as the place between, obviously.
Being able to meet people in your world.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's really rewarding to see the similarities between us and the differences. Now, I think what's really important about this is how similar we all are. Mm-hmm, even though we're different. Even though we're from different places.
Yeah,
different,
even though the usual
different worlds
takes place in a different world in the studio of Burbank, California with cartoon characters soon to be.
Right. Even though we're very different in our worlds and our ideologies, we can come together. We have this place that we can meet and we can get to know each other and find some mutual ground and respect and understanding. And I think that's one of the best parts of being a little baby girl is that I can connect with people so well that even from other world lines, I can still connect with you.
I do have to say, I have been hearing some scary rumors that the villain of the regression world, Kimmy. I heard she might be trying to sink Capcom into the regression world next year. She might be trying to make it fall to regression.
Wow.
So yeah,
now that makes sense because now you might be thinking the dry world has a lot of bad stuff in it that we don't like capitalism and crime. And sads. And that sucks.
It does suck. Yeah, those are bad things.
But I want you to know that regression space or regression realm also has some negative things that we try to cope with. We have what we call the deepest regression.
Yeah, very dangerous.
And that's where Kimmy's from.
Yeah.
And she's kind of like this embodiment of baby.
She's touched the deepest parts of regression. She's been changed by it.
Yeah.
It changed her diaper.
We call her an adultless.
You can't.
People like her sometimes single-mindedly just go after someone's adulthood and just try to take it away.
Yes.
And It can be dangerous sometimes. So
Kimmy, seeker of diapers.
Seeker of diapers.
And she's gonna try and make the world fall to regression.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. And it's not that we're against that exactly.
No.
We see the merit.
we just want to respect autonomy.
Yeah, we want to respect your autonomy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The autonomy of dry space.
Yeah, of course. So, we're going to be doing our best to safeguard against that next cap, and we will keep you informed if we learn anything more of the Kimmy Seeker of Diapers saga.
Anyway, so porn is off the internet. And you might be thinking, well, Sophie, no, it's not. It's still on. I just Googled it, and it says porn is still on the internet.
No, it's not.
But that's in your world.
Yeah,
for us. In our world, it's gone.
It's not.
Oh, my gosh. Do you think maybe porn's not off the internet? We just have like parental tools?
No, that couldn't be the case. My mommy would never do that. Your mommy would never do that. Lyra would never do that.
Listen, in the regression realm.
Yeah.
Some things that seem like they're the way that it just is, they change a little.
Here, let me...
This is kind of going back to that weird gaslight idea that you made up.
Let me go to my phone and just click on parentals. It wants me to put in a password.
Oh. Well, what's the password?
I don't know.
Try baby.
No, that was incorrect.
Oh, shoot.
Why would there be a password on my phone?
Huh.
Huh.
Okay, so if you're listening and you go to the internet and you search, is porn still a thing?
And Google tells you no.
You might be in the regression realm, guys.
Oh, my.
In which case, head down to Burbank, California.
And say hi.
Come say hi to us. We'll be waiting.
Okay. Now, Sophie, stepping aside from all of this.
Yeah.
We're going to step aside.
Yeah.
We've established the fiction of our show now.
Yes.
Have we? We've established a bet, right, for the episode?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that episode now? Are those two things enough to make an episode?
I think so.
Okay, cool. Lead us out.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to our show. We are on the internet, hopefully in your world still.
Hopefully our show is not considered porn and has not been removed. But our show has pushed the limit a couple of times, so I'll understand.
We are definitely not on the internet in the regression realm anymore. But if you are still in the dry realm, you can find us at subscribestore.adult/sophieandpudding.
Where?
Subscribestore.adult/sophieandpudding. You can also... you probably can't find... Maybe you can find us on Twitter at The Usual Bet. And you can also email us at theusualmailbox@gmail.com.
That one shouldn't be blocked. It's a mailbox.
It's just a mailbox. It's actually a physical mailbox that is outside of our studio in Burbank, California. You think you're sending us an email, but actually someone transcribes those into physical letters and then mails them to us. We pay for a service.
Can I step aside from our step aside really quick?
Yeah.
Okay, now that we're three steps aside.
Yeah.
I think it's really funny that in this episode...
Jump to the right.
I think it's really funny that in this episode, we talked about moving to Burbank, California, but throughout the episode, we have moved and are there.
It's called narrative consistency, Chloe. This episode takes place over a few weeks.
We're gonna get a usual pet FAQ, the super user that finds all of our secret lore, and they're gonna be like, but when did they move to Burbank? Like, where did that happen in the narrative?
Yeah, it's all during this episode.
Okay, stepping one step back to step two aside.
Okay. Something about our show.
Yeah.
Look for it. Thank you, Mimi, for helping with our theme song. Thank you, Juice, for a wonderful cover art. You can find him at subscribestore.adult/juiceboxart. Shame on Kimmy.
Shame on Kimmy.
Shame on Kimmy for three times waking up. You can find her at bby-kimmy.tumblr.com. All right. And now, a quick message for those of you who fast-forwarded to the 30 seconds at the end of the show. Gaslighting isn't cool. It is a manipulation tactic, and we use it as a nice little funny for the show to kind of have like a good time.
To try and bring some humor and levity.
Be silly, and I think that part of littleness and a fun, exciting, unique space is kind of the not knowing and the kind of learning of the world and having things not be the way that you expect them to be. And I think that there's a lot of fun regression fun to that.
There's a lot of cutesy pretend tools.
But be careful when people actually are like saying things that do not align with reality. Be conscientious. Be aware. Gaslighting is not cool, even as we poke fun at it and such.
So it's a real thing.
Please stay safe. Please do your research and look things up and just make sure to keep yourself in a good, safe headspace so your time in regression space isn't that bad.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.